And now this is a dictation for Brian McFall, McFall is MCFALLS, August 1666. Mr. McFalls, Brian, comes for follow-up advanced renal failure, present in stage 5 from diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, last visit in September. He has multiple hospital admissions for COPD, CHF exacerbation, as well as potential pneumonia. The last visit was this past weekend. Evaluated in the emergency room, received steroids, nebulizers, antibiotics. They asked me to review his chemistry, imaging. I did not see an indication for dialysis over the weekend. He comes to the office. Shortness of breath is improving. No fever, cough, but no sputum production. Some nasal congestion, but no drainage. Has lost weight. Appetite is down. No vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding. He still has good urine output. No gross edema. COVID testing is negative. Review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight vitamin D125, Fastlow, blood pressure Norvasc, Lasix, hydralazine, diabetes cholesterol management, Oncoric, anticoagulation with Eliquis, exposed to amiodarone. Next paragraph, present weight 178, previously 190. Blood pressure close to 160 over 80. Wheezing, COPD abnormalities, no RALS, no pleural effusion, no pericardial RAP. Present rate is around 59, no ascites, minimal edema, alert of the intestine 4, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry September. Creatinine, GFR less than 15, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia has not required EPO treatment. I reviewed the most recent imaging as well as the last echo. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5, insulin-dependent diabetes, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, symptomatic. He does have an AV fistula on the left upper extremity. He, however, will benefit most from peritoneal dialysis that he's interested. Already have seen Dr. Smith. Before, we were talking a tunnel catheter as a preparation, but now he needs treatment. We'll introduce him progressively with a 12-hour exchange, potentially in a daily basis, and then progressively to a cycler according to symptoms. He's willing to proceed. He probably is going to need a bridge of the Eliquis for the PD catheter placement. He follows with Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, cardiology. Continue treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism and phosphorus binders and restricted diet. Continue present blood pressure medications. Once he starts dialysis, likely we will change to ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Exposed to amiodarone for atrial fibrillation. Until everything accomplished, chemistry is every 2 weeks. End of dictation.